Well, this is National FFA Week, and we're going to talk a little bit about it with Gary Miller, who is the FFA leader in CAMS School District. Gary, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing, Jim?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for your time. FFA in the wintertime. It's always busy in FFA, isn't it?
Oh, it's always interesting, especially in February.
Well, the weather plays tricks on us here once in a while, but it's National FFA Week. What does that mean to the organization?
Well, it kind of highlights the organization's activities. It kind of brings attention to the kids and the things that we're doing. And like some of the times we bring in the parents, well, actually we do. We bring in the parents and teachers and business people for a breakfast on Wednesdays. And we try to, you know, show our appreciation for their effort to helping us, you know, throughout the year in a small way. And then the teachers for you know, allowing us to do a lot of things, you know, outside of class and kids leaving class. And, you know, the things that they do are important to us that, you know, we try to show it in a small way, but at least it's one way.
Mm-hmm. Are there schools around Iowa, Gary, that don't have FFA programs anymore?
Well, there's a few, but there's a lot of them that are starting them new on new programs, like over in ADM, Adel, DeSoto, and Minburn. They're actually starting a brand new program. There's a lot of schools that have seen the benefit of having an FFA program that haven't had it. And so I'm kind of excited about that, for especially some of the new programs, because I have some students that have children and stuff that are growing up in those schools and communities. And, you know, now I feel a little better about it, just for the fact that those kids will get the opportunity that their parents had, and that, you know, it's really an opportunity not just for agriculture, but to learn leadership skills and teamwork and just building, you know, those kind of communications and friendships that you normally wouldn't have that opportunity for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's a lot of pride in being part of FFA when you're young, but it doesn't have to end when you graduate, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, like, for example, you know, we got parents, and I actually have students of mine that are parents now, and they are more than supportive coming back and having an alumni association, which we at CAM really don't, because I just really haven't got that part of it together. But it doesn't seem like it really matters, because the kids that have graduated from here are always willing to help, and, you know, like chaperoning trips and letting us come to their farms and come to their businesses and place of business, and allowing our kids to give them, you know, question what they did, and they come in and talk. Like, one of mine is actually a veterinarian, Nathan Hansen. He helped us with the beef extravaganza. He comes in and talks to the kids. He actually comes to my farm, does a lab with the kids. And, you know, that kind of relationship is something that is just priceless.
Well, and it's nice that they take the time to want to do that and give back to the youngsters as well, because, I mean, it's not required. It's not something they have to do, but they really want to do that because they had such good experiences. And I think that's part of what FFA is, what's attractive to kids about FFA these days. It's not just so much the programming and things that they're able to do, but it almost kind of seems like the FFA instructors have a different type of student-teacher relationship than maybe you do in a math class or a science class.
Well, you honestly do. I mean, like me personally, I have an extended contract, and I go out and see each kid during the summer, and I try to get as much contact time with those kids during those, you know, times like when, you know, not in school and you know, fair and those type of things. And so it's a little more of a personal relationship, and so it also gives you that, you know, relationship with their parents that it's, you know, they know that you actually care what's going on with their kids.
Mm-hmm. What's new in the CAM FFA these days? Are you guys doing anything different?
Well, actually, we are kind of getting we're going to be planning some things. We're going to be going on our ski trip coming up March 14th. Our banquet's the 28th. We're planning, I already talked, we work with a youth mission in Des Moines, and we're talking to them already about planning the garden for this year and our chess plot, which will be out at Chris and Corey Stevenson. Will be some that we're coming up with. We'll be holding our farm safety camp, which includes a petting zoo and for everybody from kindergarten through fifth grade from in our North and South Elementary. That's another one that's coming up. That's kind of a brief overview of what's coming up really in the next month or so.
Wow, and this is the tail end toward the school year, too. Imagine how busy that calendar is when the school year first starts. You know, that's pretty impressive, Gary, because there are some teachers that have a hard time getting kids to do their homework, and you're asking for all this extra time from these youngsters. You don't have to bend their arms real hard, do you?
Not really. You know what? The thing is, they have ownership in this. They find that there's a place for them no matter what it is. There's always a place in FFA, no matter what your skills or talent are, and those kids can find ownership in it. You know, some of them, maybe the only thing they know is, you know, is when they're working with little kids or they're helping adults, or, you know, just they'll find their spot, that they niche that they fit into.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me you get a lot of support from the National FFA organization, but it also seems like while they give you guidance and whatever else, they kind of let you be and let you do what you think will work best in your particular district and have some flexibility there. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. You know, they give you the things that they would like. You know, there's certain procedures that you have to go through to filling out applications. Like, we got four kids going to be receiving their Iowa degree. We have one that's going to be getting a proficiency award. We got six of them getting a scholarship award at the state, which means that they've had better than a 3.5 grade point average through high school. So it's not like we got kids that aren't, not actively involved in academics also. You know, they give you some guidelines, but they let you mend and blend your program to fit your community and your kids.
Well, I'm guessing that a fair number of the students in the CAM FFA are also actively involved in, like, county fair, because that's when a lot of folks see firsthand what's going on in FFA. They see the kids showing animals and doing different projects and things at county fair, but that's not all of the kids. There's something for everybody.
Oh, there's something for everybody. I mean, we got kids that, we got kids that probably a third of our group does that, but we also do a mentoring program over in our elementary. So we have kids that are working with second graders. We have kids that will be doing that, working at the youth mission. We'll be planting a garden. There's some kids that want to do that, kind of, involve themselves with underprivileged young people. We got kids that want to just work on the test plot. We got kids that have, just want to, we put on a school-wide brain bowl, which is an activity that encompasses all the people in our school, and they like doing that. So there's a spot. We got kids that are going to be in music and in band at state convention, and so there's a spot for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of a student-driven organization? Do they come up with a lot of the ideas?
Well, they do and they don't. I mean, that's one of those things. That's why I'm going to be advising. I give them some ideas, and they can either choose to run with them, or they can choose to say, I don't think that's one that we want to do, Mr. Miller. And so the thing is that I can give them suggestions, and then they can make a choice of whether or not it's going to fit what they want to do. And so, yeah, it's pretty much the kids get an opportunity, but, it's just like any other young person. They need a little guidance and point them in the right direction. And so, that's probably where I come into, and Mrs. Woolham comes into.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned county fair, too, and I know one of the things that was very visible was the food stand at the county fair for a very long period of time, and a little fundraising effort was thrown out there. And, well, you guys had some great response from people, and are we going to see something new coming up this summer?
Well, that's the point. We got to figure out. We've had some really good response from the money aspect of it, and we got some people that want to donate some time and their help with it. And so we're going to have to kind of plan with one that's going to help us with electricity, but we got to work with him where he's not so busy. So we might not see it this year, but definitely after county fair, that will give us the opportunity. It'll probably be, honestly, my opinion, will probably be after county fair, because the people that are offering to help, they have businesses that are, their busy time is in the summer, and their times kind of get less involved in the fall and in the winter. And so if we can get the building up and the shell up and do those things that we can close it, the extra help will come, when they're not as busy. And so we can benefit from that.
It's sure great to have that kind of support from the community, though. It's really a nice rubber stamp that what you're doing is something very positive in these kids' lives.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know what? I don't think there's any program in Cass County, whether it be Grizzle, CAMS, Atlantic that doesn't have, you know, good support from their communities. I mean, I've been here almost 22 years, and I, you know what, in my own personal opinion, there's not a better place to teach, but that's my personal opinion, a little biased. But you know what, the three communities, Cumberland, Anita, Messina, and some of Wyota, have been nothing but supportive of this program.
Absolutely. Well, and the programs are supportive of each other as well. They all get along real well, and a lot of information sharing back and forth, a lot of great friendships made as well. So it sounds like it's a lot of fun, and the kids are having a great time and doing something that's going to be productive for them, not just for today, but for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. You know, the skills they learn through FSA, you know, you can always learn. The problem with today is a lot of kids don't learn how to speak in front of people. They have too much time on those texts and stuff like that. But here they have an opportunity. They need to learn how to speak with each other and communicate, you know, in a formal manner. And so those are some skills, and learning how to listen to people and how to work with people. Even if you don't really agree everything with them, they learn that you have to work with people to make things successful.
Take that message to Washington, will you?
I would love to.
Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate it. Have a great week, and we hope all the things that you're doing here this week and for the rest of the school year are very productive and positive for the children. Thanks so much for what you do.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, and allowing us the time to visit with you and trying to tell our program story.